Today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How's everybody doing today? It's a balmy 74 degrees up here in the studio. And I don't know what the temperature is outside right now, but I just know that the temperature has really gone up and it's a nice spring day and I'm getting allergies. I think I might have mentioned that yesterday. I'm getting allergies as I always do when things bloom. And now every time I sneeze or I sniffle or my eye itches or anything like that, I'm like looking around like, oh my God, somebody probably thinks I have the coronavirus. What am I going to do? And so I don't know. It's ridiculous. But yeah, so last night after I recorded, I have not been able to get back on this diet. I know I've mentioned it multiple times, but I've got to get on back on this diet because I am the heaviest I have ever been. I'm still hovering around 185, and I don't want to be that for Pride 48. I do not want to be that for Pride 40. Whatever. You guys will love me regardless, but I just would like to, you know, although I don't want to be 185 ever, not just Pride 48. I want to be between 150 and 160, unless I was like super muscular or something. Ugh, the struggle. The struggle is real. My life is so busy all the time, and I eat for emotional support. I eat when I'm stressed. I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. I think the main thing is it's like I go downstairs after recording and I sit on the couch for a little bit and I don't want to cook, I think is the main thing. Like I'm like, oh, I don't want to cook. Like I don't want to pull the meat out and, you know, open the package and season it. And because again, this is just utilitarian cooking. It's not like we're having a party and I'm making cool like recipes and stuff like that. It's just like I'm cooking just because we need to eat. And especially if it's diet food, it's even less fun to make. And so I'm like, oh, I don't want to cook. And then I'm like, oh, I'll just go to Whataburger. So anyway, I cheated again last night. Well, cheated is the wrong word because I haven't really managed to go back on a healthy eating plan at all. But so I didn't really cheat. I just did it. So I went and got Whataburger and it was really good. I really enjoyed it, but you know, whatever. And we watched a little bit of TV. And I can't remember what else I did. I worked on the Pride 48 website a little bit, but I was unsuccessful. And so basically the player is not working in Chrome at the moment. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but if there's a live show and you try to use the player on Chrome, it's not going to work. And as of right now, because there's no shows on Wednesday nights, there is actually no player on the Pride 48 website. And oh, I know what I did. I talked to Daniel. So Daniel was on Survivors Ready last week, Daniel Brewer, and he and I haven't caught up in a long time. So after I cheated and had my Whataburger, I came up here and got on Google Hangouts and Daniel and I had a bit of a chat for about an hour and just caught up. That was really nice. And in fact, he has agreed to do Dubious Intent with me on Pride 48 June weekend. So if you want to hear Daniel and I back together again, you can hear us on the June weekend. We're going to do Dubious Intent plus a reunion episode for the June weekend. So that's going to be cool. There may be some other thing that we're working on, but I don't want to announce it right now because and it would be a limited thing. It wouldn't be like, I'm not starting a new podcast with Daniel or anything like that. He's far too busy for that. He's got his YouTube influencer stuff that he's doing. I mean, eventually I'm going to be a YouTube influencer as well. So he and I are both going to be YouTube influencers. But anyway, so I talked to him and then we watched. And then I worked on the Pride 48 website. And Daniel was like, oh, well, you should just, I was telling him a little bit about the problem that was going on, which I'm not going to go into because I know you guys, you know, don't want to hear all the technical ins and outs of what's going on behind the scenes. But I did that, and then... One second. You guys, it won't be a second for you, but I had to step away, so I'm going to start the closing theme again. So anyway, I always start recording. I have orchestra tonight, and if I start recording when Mark is not here, I don't like the echo when the door to the studio is open. But the problem is, as soon as Mark gets home, Sydney the dog wants to go down and greet him, and she scratches the door. So I did that because I didn't think he was going to be home. And he's trying to come in here and give me a kiss, but I can't stop right now. And that's what happened. Sydney went and scratched the door because he got home, but I had to record right now because I've got orchestra later. Anyway, what I was saying is, I worked on the site. Daniel gave me a suggestion of just using the TuneIn player or the link to TuneIn. And the problem is I found that TuneIn is actually having the exact same problem, or I think TuneIn is having the exact same problem as what we're having with our player. So if you're loading it in Chrome and you try to go to TuneIn and play Pride 48 Station on TuneIn, then it doesn't work. And I'm not a TuneIn engineer, so I didn't have a lot of access to, you know, the behind the scenes of TuneIn, but it didn't work, is the bottom line. So I'm probably going to have to fix the underlying issue, and it's going to take me a little bit of time to fix it. So I'm probably going to put some weird link on the site that opens in a new tab or something. It's not going to be pretty, but I've got to do some stopgap measure until that's all settled. So I did that, and that was about it. And then today, I sent a few emails to the lenders that we're going to be looking at to loan us money for our new home. And I set up a phone call with one of them this morning. So I went to work, and I did my hour of training and reading that I've been doing at work. I'm almost finished my first product owner book. And so I'm going to be an expert product owner before you know it. But I've been every morning, as soon as I get to work, I spend an hour. I go to a little quiet corner in our little cafeteria, in our cafe, and I read for an hour. And I figure I can do that because I'm entering into a new role, and I've got to train myself on how to do that new role. So that's what I'm going to do. I found a blog that had a list of books that every product owner should read. And I'm going to buy each of those books, and then every morning I'm going to spend an hour reading. And I'm going to be finishing this book in about a week's worth of reading. So that's not bad. And I did that, and then I had a call scheduled with the lender. So I went into a meeting room and had the call with the lender. He was super nice. He gave me a lot of really good information, and he said he doesn't think we're going to have any problems at all. I mean, that may be what they say all the time. But I told him how much we make. I told him what our credit score is, each of us. I told him kind of what our budget was and all that kind of stuff. Or what we thought that our budget was. And I told him how much we have saved up for a down payment. And like all of that information. And then we are going to need to do a pre-qualification. But he said that it won't impact your credit, or if it does, it won't be enough to really hurt anything. If we do 2 to 3 pre-qualifications close together, he said, it'll, first of all, the credit companies, if you do the mortgage type of credit check, several of them all within the same time, like a 30-day time frame, they assume that you're looking for one mortgage, and so it doesn't like ding your credit each time. And he said, with how good our credit is, because we both have over 800 on our credit, he said it won't impact you at all. So I have another meeting with another lender set up for tomorrow, and I'm going to see if I like him. The first one didn't ask to call or meet in person. He just said, here's a link to our form for you to start the process. Why don't you go ahead and do that, and then we can chat. And I think I'm liking the ones who've said, hey, let's have a meeting first. So I'm not even sure if I'm going to give him a chance. Who knows? We'll see. And I have orchestra tonight. So that's kind of my life right now. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.